We live in a culture that worships the thin and the lean. Unrealistic ideals promoted in magazines and on television can influence teenagers to pursue a more attractive body image. But the pressure to look good comes at a serious detriment to their health, both physical and psychological. Concerns have been raised that Xenical, a newly available over-the-counter drug advertised during Australian Idol, may be preying on the insecurities of teenagers. Consumer watchdog Choice has lodged a complaint with the Therapeutic Goods Advertising Code Council Complaints Resolution Panel. Spokesperson for Choice, Indira Naidu.
We've asked them to urgently deal with the matter and pull the ad from those time slots. And we also want a further investigation about why this drug is allowed to be available over the counter.
Xenical prevents the absorption of fat, and as a result, side effects include stomach cramps and diarrhea. Deakin University's Dr. Ross King, who specialises in body image and eating disorders, says it's not the right answer to weight loss.
The use of drugs can seem like a sort of short, quick, painless sort of solution to it. But in fact, with this particular drug, there are significant sort of difficulties with it.
There's been a lot of media coverage on the health of adolescent girls, but there is increasing evidence to suggest teenage boys also suffer body image problems. Although most people associate anorexia with women, the disease also affects males. An estimated 5 to 15% of those suffering from anorexia are male, and recent studies show these rates are increasing. The most common problem with male anorexia is that men are often reluctant to seek medical help for the disorder, as they consider it a women's condition. Professor Alan McKee says feminism has equalised the genders and forced men to confront their own issues with body image.
It has made women realise that they can expect men to look good and that it's not simply power and money which are the most attractive aspects of masculinity, which traditionally has been the case and still hangs on if you think of Anna Nicole Smith marrying her billionaire.
And sometimes athletic activities induce the struggle to be lean, prompting not only anorexia but compulsive exercising. Dr. King says issues related to obesity in males are often ignored.
Overweightness is an issue for sort of males, and I think males are also becoming more unhappy with their body image. One of my honour students just recently found that sort of 96% of the males that she surveyed in her study wanted to be more muscular. So things related to overweightness and that are an issue for males, and probably, you know, extending into adolescent sort of males as well.
Anyone suffering from anorexia is urged to contact the Eating Disorders Foundation, www.edf.org.au. Siang Lu, reporting for CCN.